Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today's show is called Zodiac Synchronization. If you've had it with life, if you're burned out, if you're bummed out, if karma's too intense, if you're taking it all too material, if you're taking it all too serious, this bud's for you. This show's for you too, and probably will be going too fast for you to write it down as I give you the secret to my success and the formula for happiness, bliss, peace, stability, and freedom, the long-awaited zodiacal mantra, a 12-paragraph mantra that I use all the time whenever I get stressed out. So what a nice topic for you to record today and get involved in. Of course, unless you write shorthand, it'll be impossible to write this mantra down. But this mantra that we're going to give you out today is so wonderful, it is so powerful, that whenever I forget the priority of the spirit, and whenever I get too intense with people I know and love, and vice versa, then I always repeat this mantra out loud as a conscious meditation in the car or whatever, and it always brings me back to focus as to who and what I really am. And that's why I love about this mantra, the Zodiacal Synchronization Mantra, the old Red Flame Mantra, which was the foundation of the Academy of Atlantis years ago, and that was fun. You know how I'm always discussing the differences between the material and the spiritual. I don't know if you listened to the show once or twice, or this is your first time, but if this is the first time you ever heard the show, I am always discussing the differences between material priorities and spiritual priorities, because I have proven and I have come to grips with myself that this entire realm is an illusion, a metaphysical hologram, a projection that has been created by God or whatever for our personal experience and growth and evolution and lessons, okay? That's truly what I believe. But we are tricked. We are caught in the vortex of what is real, what is not real, what is truth, and what is not truth all the time. And that's what karma is all about. If you listen to this show, major philosophy in this show is try to teach and understand and explain the law of karma in this realm. And I firmly believe that anything that would be termed or stemmed being karmic would be something that would be created beyond the spirit, whatever it is. Whenever you create anything beyond the spirit that does not have a spiritual justification or priority, that is beyond the spirit, that is karmic, and you do have to pay a price for that. There's a bill for that, and it's usually involved with the suffering that is involved when that thing which is created beyond the spirit, which is the only thing that I have truly proven is eternal, whenever you create anything beyond that eternal spirit, then you must subjugate yourself with dealing with the loss or the damage of that issue, that item that you have created beyond the spirit, whether it's a home or a car or a friend or a lover or a marriage or a child. All things must and will pass in this dimension. This is the third dimension of limitation and finite qualities. And you know what? That really hurts. It hurts. Because if you are sensitive like I am, and if you hold things dear, if you have a pet, or if you have a friend, or if you have a boat or a car or a house, are something that is very special to you, then you are going to be aware of what karma is. Because you're not going to want anything to happen to that friend, or to that pet, or to that house, or to that stereo, or that Nintendo, or that car. Whatever you create beyond the spirit, anything that is termed to be material, even a relationship, because the other person is a materialistic being, that is karmic. And we oftentimes must pay a heavy price, a heavy lesson, in order for that simple qualification to be made relevant and in focus in front of our lives, that comparison. And you don't have to believe me. You know, you just have to listen to this show and hear what I say and test it for yourself, that whenever you make something important or special beyond your spirit, which is the only thing you bring into this dimension and the only thing you will most certainly take out of this dimension, everything else is going to be going. And you have to come to grips with that. You know why? Because when things are taken from you, or when they're damaged or removed, then if you put too much emphasis on that item, then you're going to be hurt by it. And this is where stress comes in. And this is where disease comes in. And this is where instability comes in, and escapism, and vulnerability. It is the major problem on this planet. Karma. It's the only problem. That we have no spiritual priorities, and everyone takes everything personal, all their money, all their property, all their values, all their friends, all their goals, all their family, everything is so important, and then you know what happens? When it's taken from you, or damaged to a point where you have to pay for it out of your pocket, then you become miserable. And you get that stomach ache. The stomach chakra closes down. You get that heartache, and the heart chakra closes down. You get constipated or the runs, and the spleen and the root chakra close down. Or you can create some kind of dread disease in your body if it all accumulates. You know, people end up in the hospital, and they end up on the table, or they end up under the knife, because they don't tackle their karma. And I'm not trying to threaten anyone or punish anyone, because I know how the system works. And I know that if something happens in your life that is karmic, and you don't take care of it, you don't work it out, that you are subject to eventually, you are subject to having to pay a price for that. I'm telling you something, I have seen people make themselves sick over the most ridiculous things, money and power and love being a focus of that issue, and where is the spirit? I'm having a hard day today. I had a hard transit this morning. And I felt so bad when I left my house this morning. I had such a pain in my chest, in my stomach. My chakras were all shut down. And you know, I thought to myself, Farley, what are you going to do? You got to do a radio show at 12 noon. You're a powerful, invincible guy. And here you are worried because you had a little problem at home, a little problem with something mechanical. It's going to cost some money. You're all worried and all upset about something because you made it special and because now it's damaged or it's passing. Well, you know what? I am powerful. And I do know how to return to my spiritual state. I might not stay there all the time, but I know how to bounce back quick. Because I know that stress kills, and stress creates karma, and stress creates misery, and stress creates pain. And whenever you lose something, whatever it is, you make yourself miserable. But I have my mantra. I have a mantra that is so powerful, a 12-paragraph mantra that puts all 12 signs of the zodiac in perfect balance. Perfect. That if I get too upset, and you know, I'm telling you something, even if someone dies, or God forbid their life is threatened, or you get rejected from a lifelong marriage or whatever, you might have to say this mantra 100 or 1,000 times to get over that. I only had to say it 10 times today to get over my problem. But this mantra returned me to a spiritual focus. You know, all of us have all 12 astrological factors in our charts. I don't know if you're aware of this. But if you've done your astrology chart or gotten it done, you each have 12 houses, and the 12 signs are covered in those 12 houses. So all of us have all 12 zodiac factors in our charts. And every one of those signs has a choice between a material and a spiritual balance. Well, Dana Marshall designed a mantra for us back in the 70s. We went through the red flame that we learned week by week. But there is no more red flame anymore. And this show is kind of like the legacy of the Academy of Atlantis. So, because I'm a Red Flame graduate, I share this mantra with my listeners and my club members because it is so powerful. And because it does return a person to a spiritual focus. If you don't come back to your spiritual focus, no matter what means you use, what happens? You lie in a miserable state of negativity and stress and worry and karma, and no wonder so many of your lives are on hold. How are you supposed to progress and be productive in your life and be happy in your life unless you can return to your center and ground yourself to the middle of this planet, to the center of the universe, and get in focus as to the true messianic being you are? When everything on earth specifically becomes ludicrous, trivial, petty, and no longer important. And yet you'll let that car, or that boat, or that woman, or that situation, or that career, or that family, or that father, or that mother, or that child bother you, and hold you down, when it is absolutely necessary for you to tackle this stress and this karma and to work it out and absolve it. Because if you don't, it will attack your body, and it will attack your health. And that's where diseases come in. You know, when people get self-destructive, and they get promiscuous, and they start doing these violent sex acts lifestyle with a lot of lovers and blood exchanges and intravenous drugs, no wonder they manifest a disease like AIDS. No wonder. Of course, there's a lot deeper karma involved when babies get AIDS or when people get AIDS by accident in the hospital, you know, through a blood dropping on their arm or something, who are not involved in those kinds of lifestyle. But still, karma is karma. And when people have to go through a violent trauma of some sort, then you're either working through a karma of this lifetime or you may be tackling a karma from hundreds of lifetimes. But the bill must be taken care of and the spiritual priority must be returned. Now, at the beginning of the show, I recommended you tape record this show. I'm going to do the mantra three times. So those of you that have it on tape will be able to sit down and write it out and type it out and memorize it. So no matter where you are, no matter where you go, when you are removed from that spiritual center and that spiritual focus, you can use this mantra, which as far as I'm concerned is the most powerful 12 paragraphs ever created in the human language, bar none, as a magnificent positive visualization of human life in spiritual perfection. So this is a gift to you. And you might hear some radio shows where people talk about techniques and people talk about programs to do this and do that and be rich and lose weight or whatever. And they never ever give you the formula. They make you come to a seminar and pay $50 or $100 or go to a consultation and to get the stuff. But on the Astrology Hour, when we do 20 to 30 minutes commercial free every day, we give you the ingredients every day. That's the type of guy Farley Malaris is. I don't like to make people have to pay for everything. But at least we give you something in the topic every day that you can digest and that you can use to improve the quality of your life. All right? And I'm not reading this mantra because I've memorized it, you know, and used it for 15 years. But, you know, I was in such bad shape today that I said the mantra 3-4 times in the car. And after that, I did a little burps, you know, and let go of some gas in my stomach because that where the pain was. And my chakras opened and I was fine. Now, I'm not saying that the matter is resolved, that the karma is finished, but at least I'm not letting it eat me up. And a lot of you out there hold things in for so long, you don't tackle your energy, you don't process it, and you don't know how to balance and ground yourself to remove the stress. So I'm going to tell you how. You know, I had to take a 12 to 16 week course and pay $350 for this mantra. And write it down and take a diary every day and record planetary movements on my chart and go to classes to get this mantra. And I'm going to give you this mantra as my gift because I love you and because I want you to have the formula that I have to use to help me return to a spiritual balance and remove the material illusion. And I'm not saying that that car is not special to me. I'm not saying that parakeet or that canary that died is not special to me. I might have my times of grieving and of mourning a situation that's occurred, but I'm not going to let it eat me up because happiness and bliss and spiritual centering are the focus in my life. And I will be happy at all costs, and no one will deny me that right to be happy. You get my point? Now, what I'll do is I'm going to give you the mantra, and I'll give it to you two times. And obviously, if you're driving your car, this is a powerful mantra. So you might want to pull over and relax and listen to it. And if you are recording this show, this will be an excellent show to play back when you're meditating and just hear my voice and give the mantra out. The whole show, the whole topic. So God bless you if you got that. We need a show like this on Friday the 13th. But be aware that this is a powerful mantra and it will trance you out. That's why I'm warning you, if you're driving your car, you might want to pull over or just keep yourself in focus because I'm not responsible for what happens to you in your car. And the third time I do it, I will go over each paragraph to tell you what zodiacal sign is balanced by what paragraph. Don't try to figure it out. Just relax and just hear what I say. And also, if you are somebody that is going to try and write this down shorthand, that's okay. That's a gift. You can do that. Or if you want to try to write it down, you know, just by the times I repeat it, you can do that too. But you need each and every word exactly to make it go into perfect focus. Because this is a mantra that Dana Marshall channeled, okay, from Atlantean philosophies, Atlantis philosophies that connected perfect balance with every zodiacal sign in English. Many years ago, she channeled this. And also, what else I wanted to say was, we have a lot to learn from Atlantis. And much of the philosophies that you hear on this show are of an Atlantean origin, in case you wondered. I graduated the Academy of Atlantis. So much of the philosophy I believe in comes from that ancient civilization, which was magnificent. Okay, let's do the mantra now. Here we go. All right, hope I don't forget. All right, for those of you at home or in your office that are not writing it down because you've got your tape recorders on, you can relax and kick back and put your head back and you will see the power and the invincibility of these words to help put your life into spiritual focus. I'll do it the first time. My mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene. I am at peace with myself and the world. I reflect the divine light. I am strong. I am loving. I am loved. I am in control of my destiny. I create a perfect and loving personality. Prosperity and comfort surround me. I am aware of my mind and all of its aspects. My thoughts are peaceful, calm, and confident. The glowing circle of God's love envelops my mind. I am secure. I am creative. Health and vitality flow through my mind and my body. I am blessed with the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share my blessings with all living things. My soul is immortal. I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. I am successful. With faith in God and myself, I elevate my goals in life to harmonize with the true spiritual purpose of my existence. I enter into the fulfillment of my being and live forever in the light of God's love. Now that's all 12 signs put in perfect synchronization that we call zodiacal synchronization, that is historically known as the Red Flame Mantra of the Academy of Atlantis, which is the training I went through in 1976. And I've used that mantra for 15 years or so, whatever, and it works. It's got to me where I am. It's helped me become a sober, clear-thinking, conscious, happy person. And whenever I get in trouble, it returns me to the center. So I find that mantra to be the most powerful thing I have ever learned. So I choose to share that with you today. Okay, let me say it one more time. And the third time, I will give you each one of the signs that it balances. My mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene. I am at peace with myself and the world. I reflect the divine light. I am strong, I am loving, I am loved. I am in control of my destiny. I create a perfect and loving personality. Prosperity and comfort surround me. I am aware of my mind and all of its aspects. My thoughts are peaceful, calm, and confident. The glowing circle of God's love envelops my mind. I am secure. I am creative. Health and vitality flow through my mind and my body. I am blessed with the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share my blessings with all living things. My soul is immortal. I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. I am successful. With faith in God and myself, I elevate my goals in life to harmonize with the true spiritual purpose of my existence. I enter into the fulfillment of my being and live forever in the light of God's love. Now, I don't know if you understand beauty or not, but if you had that memorized and you learned to say that every day, even in the morning when you wake up and at night when you go to bed, believe me, if your life starts synchronizing, don't blame me, because you're going to create some balance in your life with this, and you can let go of all that martyrdom, all that suffering, all that escapism, and all the depression and craziness, because you will become a beautiful being of love, light, and spirit if you use that mantra. Trust me, it works. Now, I'll go through it one more time, and this time I will give you the zodiac signs that embrace each paragraph. First, we'll start with Aries, the Aries mantra, and don't use them separate. You must use them all in cohesion for it to work. Don't use it separate because your Aries moon or Aries rising. You must learn the whole thing to make it focus. Okay? So don't do any shortcuts here. I'm just telling you what the zodiac mantra for each sign is so you know when you try to divide it. The Aries part is, my mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene. I am at peace with myself and the world. I reflect the divine light. I am strong. I am loving. I am love. I am in control of my destiny. I create a perfect and loving personality. That's Aries. The Taurus part is prosperity and comfort surround me. The Gemini part, just simple. The Gemini part is I am aware of my mind and all of its aspects. My thoughts are peaceful, calm, and confident. The glowing circle of God's love envelops my mind. The Cancer part is simple and strong. I am secure. The Leo part also as simple. I am creative. Very strong. The Virgo part, health and vitality flow through my mind and my body. The Libra part, I am blessed by the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share my blessings with all living things. My higher self is playing tricks on me. It's taking away the knowledge, right? Okay, the Scorpio part. My soul is eternal. And the Sag part is, I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. The Capricorn part is, I am successful. The Aquarius part is, with faith in God and myself, I elevate my goals in life to harmonize with the true spiritual purpose of my existence. And the Pisces part is, I enter into the fulfillment of my being and live forever in the light of God's love. Whew. That's tough to do, but I did it. Anyway, I hope you all feel better now. But like I say, this is my gift to you, and you should type it out and memorize it and use it, because it's wonderful. And for me, it's a spiritual wild card I use every time I get sick to my stomach about anything. And, you know, there's no sense in making yourself sick and dwelling on it, because you're just going to create an imbalance. That's why they call it dis-ease. And the road to health is the road to spiritual health. So have a nice day, and God bless you for tuning in. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the Friday the 13th edition TGIF on KFOX.